This is a conversation with Anand Subbaraj, founder and CEO of Super, which brings human-centric AI to field service management. Anand shared his journey from Microsoft to launching Super after a personal customer service experience sparked the idea. I loved how he builds products like Superglass through direct customer feedback and sees AI as a tool that complements human expertise. Very nice to meet you, Anand. Thank you very much for joining the Humans and AI podcast. I appreciate your time. Let's start then. So Anand, you've got a very interesting background. You studied as a consultant. Later, you became like you were working in Microsoft and like a corporate company. And now you're an entrepreneur. You're the founder and CEO of Super. I would like to understand what was the transition of its step in your background as in your career.
Absolutely. So Flor, thank you for having me in this podcast. Super excited to be chatting with you and the audience. Just to give you a little bit of background, I started in consulting, like you mentioned. And from consulting, I moved on to Microsoft and then went on to starting my company, Super. And throughout my journey from consulting to Microsoft to Super, one of the things that is consistent has been the aspiration to use technology to solve real problems. While I was a consultant, I was solving a lot of real problems around the world, whether it was in India or the US. At Microsoft, I had the opportunity to work on several groundbreaking products. And the last part of my Microsoft journey, about 7 years, I worked on data and AI. And being at Microsoft, I built a lot of products that were used at a global scale. And that learning of how to build a product that can be leveraged by customers around the world gave me a lot of different perspective. And I started Super due to a terrible personal experience that I had while getting my refrigerator serviced. I had this firsthand experience of what a customer goes through while getting their equipment or machinery repaired or getting a service done. And that entire experience was just archaic and painful. And I was just wondering, what does it take for this large global organization to offer a better experience to its customers? And I have always been had a huge focus on customer experience. And I wanted the service organizations to offer a better experience to its customers. And that was the genesis of Super. Super means extremely super. And our mission is to enable and empower organizations to transform their workforce into super professionals and offer super experience to their customers.
It sounds like super. So it's a great name. I like it. So for what I understood, Super focus on human-centric AI in field service management. So will you mind explaining what is field service a little bit for in general?
Yeah. So field service management is the process of managing and optimizing work in the field. There are many organizations who offer installation, maintenance, and repair on the field, meaning that this work is done outside the business's premises, usually on a customer's location. And these are organizations that run the backbone of our economy. They keep the world moving. They're performing installation, maintenance, repair of machinery, equipment that runs our lives and world and improve the quality of our life. And field service management is the process of optimizing the resources on the field to perform the work and offer that great experience to the customers.
Okay, interesting. I would like to talk about this wearable AI tech for the build that you just launched like a week ago, if I'm not wrong. This innovation super glass, like smart glasses. Yeah, talk a little bit about that. I'm very interested on these wearables. Actually, I'm wearing a wearable here myself in my finger. So it's like I'm kind of fascinating all these things. So yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I think wearable technology has evolved significantly in the last several years. We know several years back when some of these wearable technologies were introduced, it did not get the adoption that it required because technology was still in its infancy. AI was not at what it is right now. But at this point in time, wearable technology plus AI offers a great platform for helping organizations. And we chose Zooperglass. The way Zooperglass was created was based on our experience with customers. My co-founder and I, we have this tendency of meeting our customers. We like to meet our customers because everything that we do is based on customers, right? Like it's a customer backward process that we have. Every decisions and actions are based on providing that great experience to the customers. So we were with a customer, and this was a roofing customer, meaning a roofing contractors who builds, repairs, and maintains roof of the home. And we were climbing the roof with this customer. And while we were on the roof trying to balance ourselves, we saw how the technicians on the roof were juggling between mobile phones, their paper, equipments, and they were still trying to do the work. And at that time, we felt that, you know, this is where technology needs to take a backseat. And we need to focus on intelligence and the craftsmanship of the technicians who are performing the work. And we were thinking that what should be the right form factor to offer a great experience to the technicians. And we thought about many different technology, even robots climbing the roof. But finally, we thought that a smart glass that combines hands-free intelligence, vision, and voice is the right choice. And this is like an iPhone moment for the industry. It's a disruption. It's a huge breakthrough that combines hands-free intelligence, safety, and also real-time connectivity on the field.
Interesting. So before these glasses, I knew the Meta glasses. What is the main difference between your glasses, like Zooper glasses, and the Meta ones? Because it's like the most common and the ones that everybody knows. So do you guys have some similarities, get the way that you build the technology? Obviously, you use AI because it's AI, but is there something that you took from them, or you just completely made something a bit completely different? I don't know if you understand what I want to say.
No, absolutely. Meta glasses are meant for consumers. They have all these different features that are very consumer-centric. Our goal with Zooperglass is to offer use cases or a bunch of capabilities that are targeting a specific industry vertical, which is the trades. We started with roofing contractors, and then we are bringing the same technology to HVAC, electrical, plumbing. And all the scenarios and use cases that we are focusing on is to make sure that a contractor, a trades contractor, can perform their work with improved productivity, less number of errors, in a safe environment, and they can focus on their expertise and things that require their judgment rather than focusing a lot on technology. So our goal is to orient or bring this wearable to an industry that is underserved, to an industry where things are unpredictable and way too complex, and make sure that the glasses with its hands-free intelligence, vision, and voice are tailored towards performing specific set of actions for the industry. For example, job site documentation is extremely critical for these businesses. They collect a lot of pictures, they perform walkthroughs, they perform inspections, and all these data that they gather is not just from a documentation perspective, but also from a compliance and regulatory requirement they need them. And the capabilities of the glasses is oriented towards these set of capabilities. Wherein Meta Glass and bunch of other glasses, smart glasses that are there, they're focusing on consumer tech.
Yeah, I've got some friends that they've got some Meta Glasses, so that's why I knew it. Okay, Anand, you said that you like to work with your customers closely, right? So do you have any example or use case where your clients, your customers help you to build the direction of Zooper?
Yeah, I think Zooperglass is a classic example. It would not have happened unless, like, we were on the roof with the customer, right? This was a customer-first innovation. The fact that we decided to spend the time with the customers on the field, doing a ride along with them, that was the genesis of the idea of Zooperglass. And this is just one of the examples. We have the entire Zuper suite of capabilities that we offer to our customers. And most of those capabilities were based on direct interaction with customers and the feedback that we received. And interestingly, with Zuper Glass, some of our beta customers, one of the feedback that we received, and it was a real video, one of our customers were using the Zuper Glass for performing an inspection on the roof. They slipped and they lost their balance. If they were having a phone or a piece of paper in their hand, they would have had an accident and an injury. Just because they were hands-free, they were able to hang on to the roof and it saved their life. And this customer went on record to state how this hands-free experience was able to save their life and improve safety on the work.
Beautiful. Yeah. So is there any, let's say, leader or person that you follow in this industry, in the AI industry, that helped you to shape, for example, your startup or the beliefs that you have around AI and technology?
Yeah, I've been a big fan of Satya Nadella. From my time at Microsoft, I have had the chance of working in the organization under Satya Nadella. And I love the way he hit refresh in Microsoft to build a culture which was grounded by customers. Customer obsession was an important thing. It was about being open-minded and had the growth mindset to ensure that you're always evolving based on your learning. Those were very important piece of learnings from his leadership style that I try to embed and imbibe into the culture of Zuper.
Well, interesting, because you've been there like over 10 years in Microsoft.
About 14 years, yes.
Oh my God, that's a lot. So yeah, I think that you might have a lot of lessons from there. Good, Anand. How do you envision the future of wearable tech and AI intersection in the next 5 years? Like wearable tech and AI, this combination?
Yeah, interesting question. And I think I'm most excited about how AI is going to complement humans. There has been a lot of discussions where whether AI is going to take away jobs, but I'm not excited about robots replacing humans. It is all about how it complements and equips human with superpowers to be able to improve productivity, reduce errors in their work, have a safe environment so that humans, they have more time to do work that requires their expertise and judgment. And I think it's extremely critical. And the way I see the evolution of AI from where it is today is, in today's world, AI is being used as helpers in a lot of scenarios where AI is complementing human. There are going to be scenarios in the future where AI is going to be the doer for work that does not require human expertise and judgment. And I think that is what I see the evolution of AI to be. And especially on field service management, like I mentioned, field service management is complex, unpredictable, and in many cases, underserved. And I see that AI is going to play a significant role to help the different personas that we serve, like a technician on the field, a dispatcher who is dispatching work in the back office, an operations manager or a finance manager who is looking into the finance of the company. And AI is going to help each one of these personas to do their job much better than what it is today. For example, the technicians, they are more worried about how to maintain, repair, and install that machine or install the equipment that they are working on. That is their expertise. They don't really care about what technology they are using. We want AI to be helping them to perform that work better. Dispatchers in the back office, they dispatch the right technician to the right place, and they are doing a lot of manual work. AI is going to help with a bunch of automations to help them do their work better. And similarly, for other personas, AI is going to continue to evolve their role and elevate them to perform their work in a much better way to serve the customers in much more better experience than what they can get today.
Do you believe in humans in the loop?
Absolutely. I truly believe humans in the loop. That is what we are building at Zuper. for every feature that we are building, we are looking into how to keep the humans in the loop and make sure that we are improving the productivity of the human in the loop. And that is how it's going to evolve. It's not going to be that AI is going to do the work. It's going to be human in the loop. But like I said, it is going to be human that will do the work that requires their expertise and judgment.
Nice. So Anand, as a founder and CEO, how has your leadership evolved from the beginning? Because you started as a consultant and now you are an entrepreneur. So I feel like obviously your leadership, everything in you has changed. And yeah, so how you did evolve, but at the same time, what do you learn from that leadership as well?
So being a consultant at and working at Microsoft, one of the things that has stayed with me forever is the customer obsession and building everything oriented towards customers, to have that customer backward culture in the organization. And it is very easy for someone to say that we are customer obsessed, but what it requires to build a culture in the organization, to have everyone in the organization talking about customers, understand intimately about the customers and build from a customer first mindset is a very critical challenge. And at Zuper, and based on my learnings, we are trying to bring that culture in the organization of being customer first everywhere. That has been the number one thing, and that has been based on my learnings, and my evolution has only helped me stay closer to the customer. Second is, I started with AI and data about 10 years back when AI and data was at its infancy. And it was always to make sure that we bring in intelligence in the way that can complement humans. And I did the same at Microsoft while working in the data org to figure out how do we continue to evolve and bring intelligence and helping people. And over the course of last 4 or 5 years, with the evolution of AI, it has only got better to use AI to improve intelligence and to provide that productivity gains for the customer. So these are like two areas of evolution that I've seen myself based on my learnings and also the way the world has evolved.
Nice. Looking ahead, what excites you most about the role of AI, not only on business, but as well on the human side?
Yeah, I think everyone today has an AI companion. It is not just if you're operating in a business, even a consumer today has an AI companion. What excites me the most is how does the world evolve to leveraging AI in day-to-day activities and transforming how people think about managing their lives? Because it's going to be truly transformational. And I was just talking to my son recently, who is in 11th grade, and I was telling him, how can he improve the way he builds simple things like a presentation? Does he work the way he used to work, or does he think about leveraging AI in building the way he does? And this is just a simple example, but there are lots of such examples where even young kids can leverage AI in the way they think about their day-to-day lives and improve their productivity and intelligence.
Nice. Great, Anand. What is the advice that you will give to yourself knowing everything that you've been through, right? All this journey of just your entrepreneurial journey, all your career. So imagine that you will start today as the younger self. And which advice would you give to that person that now is starting his career, knowing everything that you know right now?
Yeah, I think the advice that I would give my younger self is to take risks. Risk taking and the appetite to take risks should be something that everyone should do. You are not pursuing a career path because you want to be comfortable, but you want to pursue something that is based on your aspirations, and you should have the appetite to take risks. Because at this time in this world, the only thing that is going to work is the ability to take risks and to be persistent with that. One of the learnings over the last several years that I've been working in technology is that you need to be persistent to whatever you're doing. A lot of times the talent is not in the skills that people have, but it is in their persistence to do stuff. And I would give those two advice to my younger self, that be able to take risks, feel good about taking those risks. Do not lead a life that is going to be comfortable and complacent, and be persistent in pursuing your goals.
Great. Thanks, Anand. Thank you very much for this advice, because it was for your younger self, but I think that for myself too, for everybody, like taking risks and all the things that you've been sharing with us. Very wise words. Thank you very much for your time. And thank you for joining the Human Sanae podcast again.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to the Humans and AI podcast. We are here to spotlight the people making AI more human, one story at a time. See you in the next episode.